Safety is an issue for most of us living in this beautiful country of ours. Some of us have come to New Zealand because it is always a safer country compared to a lot of places that we come from. We have discussed safety issues on our show a few times before, and you must be wondering what more is there to discuss again. I was particularly keen to do a program on safety after an incident I faced last week with my co-presenter Kiran. We were seated in a car in a car park in Mount Roskill, and I was about to drop off my friends after an evening out. It was not too late, it was just past 8:30, and we were a group, and the last thing on our minds would have been safety. We were chatting away in the car, and a man came up and knocked on the driver's side of the car, and my immediate reaction was to press on the central lock. I was in the driving seat. He was asking us for some kind of help, and he wanted to get home, and we were not sure whether he wanted a ride or money from us because it wasn't clear. Then one of my friends felt that she knew him, and she kind of signaled to him, and he walked over to her side and she opened the door to listen to him, and he promptly lodged himself between the door and the car so that she could not shut the door, and this sent alarm bells ringing. Then he was asking for money, and I told him that we had no money on us, but if he wanted, he could go to the ATM machine, which was next to the supermarket nearby, and if he stayed there, we would come and get some money and give it to him. Being probably a journalist, I somehow managed to convince him, and he headed the way of the ATM machine, and he made us kind of promise that we would come there. As soon as his back was turned, we, you know, all got into our respective cars and locked the doors and left. On reflecting back, he could have been anything. In that area, bag snatching has been so common that there are security guards at the library. There has been arson, so many bags that were snatched, and it's not very safe anymore. So if we dipped into our handbags, he could have easily snatched one and gone. He could have got into the car asking for a ride, and I don't know what would have happened. He could have been harmless, but I don't believe so. We were right next to the food town, and all of us at one time or other have to go to a supermarket in the night, and any one of us could face an incident like that. So do we seriously need to think about keeping ourselves safe and keeping our families safe? How do we do this? Let's find out from an expert. Today we have someone with us who is no stranger to many of our listeners. We have Jessica Puang, Asian Liaison Officer for New Zealand Police, Auckland City District, who has been on Women's Voices a few times and even stepped into co-present at times. She's not a stranger but part of the Women's Voices family. Welcome back to Women's Voices, Jessica.
Hi, Asoka. Good evening.
Good evening. Really great to have you here, Jessica.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, to those of you who have not heard before, Jessica.
I'm the Asian Liaison Officer of the Auckland City District, and people like to refer me to as the bridge between the police and the Asian communities. A lot of people would call me to get advice or want to know about their incidents, and many of them not even having to tell me their names. So I'm giving them that space of being able to ask for advice and what should they do, or even find out about their incidents without invading their space. So this is where I hope that the listeners out there would be able to utilize me as much as you can if you have something that is bothering you or in doubt.
And when you say Asian, Jessica, do you work only with Asian Chinese communities?
No, Asians meaning the whole Asian continent, which includes the Indians, the Sri Lankans, the Bangladesh, Pakistan, Koreans, Japanese, Laos, Nepalese.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Now, getting back to the incident I mentioned before, Jessica, what would you say as a police professional? Did we do it right?
I think what else could
have been done?
You're very brave and you're very smart. However, I would think that even after you left, it's best to call the 111 and alert them that there is this man out there, and giving them a good description so that a police car could be sent out to just interview him.
I wanted to do that. Unfortunately, my mobile was dead.
What about Kiran?
Yeah, but she was in a different car.
All right, I see. So your friends, you said you were dropping your friends?
We had people, but they all got into their cars. I made sure that they got into their own cars, and then I drove off.
But even after you went home, it could be good to call. The reason being is, this man, if he has an intention of doing such thing, I'm sure he will be doing to other women.
Yes, and I was really sad that I didn't have my phone on me, because I could have taken a photograph and passed it on to the police, his back.
Be very careful when you take photograph, because sometimes if they know that you have taken a photograph of him, you could be in danger. You know, he could try and harm you or, you know, try and get back the phone. However, I think you've done a very alert thing by telling him, you know, go to the ATM machine.
Probably that was my training from you, Jessica, my police-related training.
Yes, I think. But also, if any man approaches any ladies, and I like to alert all the female listeners here, if any male try and approach you and say, I need help, I would really suggest forget about it. Don't offer your help, because at the end of the day, your safety is more important than anything.
And it's not the day and time. Mm. You know, I actually have been thinking about it. And I thought maybe he was genuine, but I don't think so.
No, I think even to think about whether he's genuine or not, at this time and age, I think it's best to protect yourself.
Yes.
You can always say to him, please approach somebody who can offer you better help. For us, I'm sorry, we're in a rush. I cannot help you. Yeah.
So are there any important safety issues that you would like to inform our listeners about today, Jessica?
Yes, there are actually quite a few, but I want to bring you to another scam that is going on fresh from the oven.
Yes.
This just happened last Friday. I received a call from our intelligence department. Mm-hmm. And we have had several reports of Asian small businesses. And it's really the Asian business owners receive calls from a female saying that you have a big parcel in the police station. Please go and collect it. Mm-hmm. Please come and collect it. It's very heavy. It's best that if you can bring a male with you to collect this large parcel. And then the Asian business owner would say, all right, it's usually targeting small businesses,
yes,
like restaurants, dairy shops, retail shops.
Lotto shops.
Yeah, lotto shops, yes, or laundromats, mm-hmm, you know, really small businesses.
And that's what a lot of Asian businesses are here.
Yeah, small businesses.
Yes, yes.
And so as soon as the shop owner leaves the place, a male will go in and go to the cash register, open a cash register, take the money, or you know how we Asians like to put our handbags or wallets or credit cards just below the cash register nearby?
Yes. Yeah.
So we suspect that these people have already surveyed the mm-hmm shop, went into the shop, surveyed how they do business, where they keep the cash mm-hmm and bags. And that's why they're targeting. At the moment, we know it's male and female doing mm-hmm the jobs. But how many couples like that, we don't know.
Yes.
But we know they do it in a couple way. So what I like to advise the listeners here is make sure you do not believe them, because police will never ask anyone to go to the police station to collect parcels. Mm-hmm. We are not a post office.
And you're not a post office nor a courier service. Yes.
Yes. So this will not happen. The other thing is, if from now on, hopefully those people have listened to this and you will not believe them. But if you receive such calls, don't just not believe them and that's it. What I'd like you to do is ring the police station and say, I've just received a call like this. But because we've been alerted not to believe it, I did not go. The reason why I say this is so that this information will still go back to our intel department.
And they'll record it.
And we know that they're still out there and we need to do something to arrest them. However, in the meantime, if you find any people who are suspicious going into your shops and just browsing around, you think that they're suspicious, always looking at your cash register, then by all means call the police.
But if it was just an innocent person, wouldn't the police come back on you and say that you're wasting their time? Would that happen?
But you see, if they look suspicious, meaning they're always going around your cash register, but they're not buying anything, they're not even a customer. They're just always there and they've come a few times not buying anything and looking at your cash register, browsing, you know, that's where you can become suspicious and call the police. Because this information has gone into an intel department and it has been let known to the other police department, they know. So I advise you to call the police. All right?
Thank you for that, Jessica. Now, what is your next safety point?
Well, I would really like to also talk to the women to form a habit when we get into our cars, especially when we are holding our handbags. Now, what usually happens, normally a woman would do is to open our cars, bend down a little bit, throw our handbag to the passenger seat, then get into the car. And by that time, if there is an offender, the person would have opened the passenger door, take away your handbag and run away. And then you'll be left shocked and astounded. Now, let us all really work together to change this mindset and create and really, really work towards having this habit. So this habit has four steps. And I really like everyone to remember. Open the door.
Yes, you.
Hold on to your handbag still. Get into the car. Lock the door.
Yes. Then, all four doors.
Yeah, usually central lock.
Yeah, central lock, yes.
So lock your door. Now place your bags and buckle up, then drive. So the four steps is in the car, lock the door.
Lock the door.
Place your bags, buckle up.
Buckle up. And so, drive.
And then you start driving. So four steps, remember. We have to start making it into a habit.
Sort of a consciously doing it.
Yes. And please really spread this around your friends so that we're cautious. Now, what if, then your question is, what if I just went shopping? What should I do? I've just went to Foot Town and bought a lot of things. I want to load this thing into my car boot or into the, car boot, right? So what we do is, again, open the door, put your handbag underneath the driver's seat, then lock the door.
Yeah.
Then you go to your trolley and load the things into your car boot. Close the car boot, come inside, get into the seat now.
And do the four steps.
And do the four steps. I mean, your bag is already underneath the car seat now.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Lock the door again. And always remember to lock the door when you drive. The reason being is, sometimes you may say, oh, I'm very lucky, you know, or it's okay today. My bag is safe. But at traffic lights, for example, while you're waiting for the light to change,
and you're concentrating on the light.
Yeah, and this offender could just open the door, passenger seat, snatch your bag, run away, and you are stranded in between cars.
And
you can't do anything.
It does happen.
Yeah, it happen. So this is, again, locking your car door while you drive is a very important thing for us to start practicing now.
I do it after listening to you, after doing this program, and I work in South Auckland.
Yeah.
So I now automatically lock.
And I don't want it to be only South Auckland.
No, I mean everywhere, but South Auckland particularly.
Yes, Metro Auckland, we have to do it. That's for the women. And for businesses, this is another thing. And I know a lot of women run businesses in shops. I noticed that we Asians have this habit. We love to put posters on the glass windows of cultural events, of expos. And we are very kind to people who come to the shop and say...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that is a way of getting to ethnic people.
Yeah, can I... you have a shop. Can I put this poster? It's for something, something expo or cultural event for next month. Yeah. And usually the shop owners are very obliging and say, oh, yeah, yeah, put it there. Yeah. And sometimes shop owners like to put posters to promote their products.
Mm-hmm.
For example, vegetables, fruits, you know, cigarettes. My advice is do not let these posters block the view so that when a passerby walk past, they cannot see what's happening inside.
Yes. So, and you can't see anyone coming from outside as well.
Those naughty people, they always find easy and safe targets. So if your shop is not easy for them, they won't take your shop. They go to somewhere easier. So let us all work together to make sure that your shop is clear, that you don't become an easy target. And I think a lot of shop owners may not, the way they put their cash registers, you know, the counters. If you are in doubt, I really advise you to contact your community constable.
And they would be able to give
this
advice.
They come to your shop, you know, look at your shop and help you. If especially if you're a dairy shop with many, many, many things.
Yes.
Liquor shops, same thing. So do talk to your community constable because they're very happy to come out and speak to you.
And they are the people whom you need to contact if you are setting up neighborhood watches and things like that too, isn't it?
At the moment, what I'm trying to do is to recruit community patrols. These are volunteers.
In the Auckland City District?
At the moment, I'm only starting at the Balmoral area, which covers Mount Eden, St. Luke's.
Sandringham?
Sandringham, Mount Eden. And Kingsland.
Yes.
So I'm starting on this and recruiting Asian volunteers. Community Patrols of New Zealand has been established quite some time already. They have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, but no Asians. Only
is it something like Maori wardens? It's not.
It's I think Maori wardens, they are organized by the police. Community Patrols of New Zealand is a separate body, but the partners are the police.
Right.
So what's going to happen is they are going to have uniforms, they are going to have walkie-talkies, they are going to have a marked car community patrols. So I want you to imagine if along that street you see people in uniform with walkie-talkies, with marked cars, patrolling there, those offenders will find that, nah, this street is too risky. Yeah, I'll go to another street. And we're piloting already. Since I advertised last week, I've already got 10 Asians who have put their names forward.
That's great. And you're looking at men and women?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Time is flexible according to how you can offer your time because it's volunteer work. There'll be training by a police officer to train what you should do. And but I haven't got any people from the South Asian community to volunteer yet. And I really like that to be in the Upper Dominion Road.
Yes. So people are you looking at people living in that area or people who have access?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yes. People who are very sincere, very wanting to do something for the community, I think this is a great opportunity. And I think we need to work together. What these community patrols will not be confronting the offenders. They become the ears and eyes for the community.
And they will contact the police if there is anything.
Yep. So they will learn. They will be given training on how to contact the police comm center.
Yes.
And that's why training will be given. And I think it's great experience.
It is.
They will be taken to the comms to visit the comms and see how they work. All these will be great experience for them.
And comms, you mean the police the 111. Communication 111 center.
Yeah. So I really call on the listeners, please try and promote it for us.
So how, if someone is interested, how could they contact you?
They can contact me on 302-6421. The name is Jessica. 302-6421. Or email me.
Yes.
At jessica.puang. And the surname is spelled P-H-U-A-N-G. At police.govt.nz. Call me and then I'll arrange for you to go to the police station and fill up some forms and we go from there. But yes, everyone who wants to join this will be vetted by the police because that's one of the procedures. So, yeah, I'm calling for that.
Yeah, that sounds great. And if you are interested, if you have missed Jessica's details, you could always get it from Women's Voices, womens.voices@hotmail.com. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I have some good news, actually. In the city district, we divide ourselves into three areas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the central area, the eastern area, and the western area. Western area starts from Avondale into the city.
Yes.
So from Avondale, Mount Eden, Mount Albert, Epsom, yes, Balmoral, those are considered the western area of the city district.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last couple of months, the western area has done some great operations. There was an operation done by the police of that area, the burglary operation.
Mm-hmm.
They have arrested 145 arrests.
That people. Sounds fabulous.
And then they also had another operation called the car crime operation.
Yes.
And there were 76 arrests in which 42 stolen cars were recovered. Oh, I forgot to mention the burglary operation of that 145 arrests that they made. We recovered things of more than $100,000 stolen goods.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the operation cleanup of street gang operation. There were, yes, 72 arrests. And then the graffiti enforcement arrest, 147 arrests for willful damage. And they made 181 charges laid. So these are some of the things that people don't hear of them.
Yes, because they always hear that, oh, so and so got away, but police has not done anything. But the good news stories need to, yes, go out as well, isn't it?
Yes, and also there was an operation where they go out to arrest those warrant to arrest.
Yes.
It's a warrant to arrest operation. They arrested more than 300 arrests. And that's for Metro Auckland. So these are some of the good news that I hope people would feel a little bit more comfortable,
particularly after the aftermath of all these, yes, violent acts that have been happening recently.
Yeah, I'm hoping people will feel a little bit more comfortable that while there are things that are happening, the police are doing operations that a lot of people don't know.
Yes.
And are making way of reducing crime. So I like people to know that.
Oh, that sounds really good, Jessica. And thank you for sharing it with us. Anything else that you would want our listeners to know, Jessica?
I can go on talking for
We have only a half an hour, Jessica, dear.
Yeah. I really hope that people will be able to live freely and safely. And sometimes a lot of things we could do to prevent a theft or a burglary or a robbery. Sometimes. I mean, if people want to do something, offend, they will find a target.
Of course.
But if we do our preventions correctly, then we won't be that target.
They wouldn't have the opportunity of committing, yes, the crime, isn't it?
You know, Asoka, you have no idea how many times people actually leave things visible in their cars.
They do. I do. We all do.
Yes. That's why people break into their cars.
Yes.
So these are some of the things. And you have I'm sure you have seen single women walking in dark lanes. And sometimes when I see them walking in dark, yes, lanes, my heart beat. So these are some of the things that people have to start practicing smartly. Do not walk in dark lanes.
Do not take a risk.
Yeah. And carrying your handbags in a lavish way, in a simple way, like casual way, is becoming an easy target. And I know that a lot of people are improving now. And I want people to really report to the police, because by reporting, all your information go into the intel department, which will alert the police where to send cars more to patrol in those what we call hot spots.
Yes.
So those are very important.
Yes.
And lastly, I want to say that there are incidents when people are asked to pay to redeem their things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get phone calls from the offenders and say, hey, I've got your bag. Your name is so-and-so.
Oh, right.
And if you bring $200, I'll give you back the bag.
But if you tell the police, you will never see your bag again.
Yes. My advice is please do not do that, because the more we do it, the more they'll say that, oh, Asian people are really good.
Mm-mm.
Because
we can not only get the bag, we can get the ransom as well.
And I don't even need to sell the things.
Yes.
It's easy. So if I don't rob the Asians, whom do I rob?
Yes.
So let us really cooperate with each other. Do not advertise that we are their best customers.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the things that I would like to share with the listeners tonight, and you've
Thank
been
you
wonderful.
Very much. Thank you very much. You've been wonderful, Jessica. So we look forward to more updates from you later on. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Asoka. Really enjoy being with you.
Community notices from Women's Voices. The Citizens Advice Bureau Multilingual Information Centre, situated in Three Kings, has been rebranded and renamed as the CAB Language Link. Language Link has 26 languages available, and their staff can assist you on the telephone as well as in person to answer your questions in your own language. You can contact them on 625-3090 or through the Arms Centre on 625-2440 between business hours. That's our notices for today. Please email your announcements at least a week before you want us to air them to womens.voices@hotmail.com. All good things have to come to an end, and that is all our time for today. It was great being with you, and we wish to thank Jessica Puang, Asian Liaison Officer from New Zealand Police, for being with us today. Today's program was produced and brought to you by Asoka Basnayake. We wish to thank our sponsors, the Office of Ethnic Affairs, whose assistance we value. Join us next week with Women's Voices. Until then, have a wonderful night.